Memories of a Roman Soldier. I was fair chuffed when I joined the Roman army. My family couldn't have stopped boasting about it to Aberdy. You definitely made it when you could march down the road in your scarlet uniform. That's what I thought, anyway. Well, it's been about 2 years since I was posted here to Palestine. My duties are a bit mundane, to tell the truth, and I did join up to fecht in battles. But you have to do what you're told and follow orders. Mostly, ID crowd control and guard prisoners. As you can imagine, weren't they welcome here? So there are folk for organised groups and rebellions against us. There's no mercy for them when they're caught. I wouldn't forget last year at Passover. I was in the square outside Pontius Pilate's house, for a fair crowd was gathering. Pontius himself came out onto his balcony with 2 blokes. Now, one of them I did ken, Barabbas. We'd been after him for ages now. He was a rechtstirrer, getting gangs against us. The other ain did not look much like a criminal to me. I had not seen him afore, but he had a quiet and serene look about him. Jesus of Nazareth, they called him. His crime was to say he was the Son of God. Now, I could not understand fit why he was being held, because I've seen them pouring out of the pub saying worse than that. If that was not bad enough, fit was to follow shocked me even more. Pontius Pilate was offering the freedom of one of these prisoners as a goodwill gesture at Passover. I could not believe it when the crowd started shouting for Barabbas. What was going on? Fit why him? And then, when Pontius Pilate asked them what he should do with Jesus, they were shouting to crucify him. Crucify him? Fit for, I asked myself. Well, I could tell that Pontius Pilate wasn't in agreement with this, but he had to go along with it. So this poor man, for I had done nothing wrong, was sentenced to be crucified. I saw a few folk in the crowd, including some of us army boys, shocking their heads. I took it that they didn't ken what was going on either. I landed being in the execution party the day Jesus of Nazareth was crucified. I couldna help but feel sorry for him. He had been beaten and tortured a nicht, so he didn't have the strength to carry his ain cross. A fella fae the crowd helped him. There had been speck that he really was the Son of God, but I had not paid much attention to that. There's aye rumours gone about at a crucifixion. This time, though, there was definitely something special about this man, and I swear that when he eventually died, the sky went dark, and there was a storm that was as fierce that the earth shook. I heard later that the curtains in the temple were torn from top to bottom. I kent then. When you've seen the Son of God die on a cross, you have to believe in him. That's what happened to me. It just came over me. I believed in him. And I also believed that he was going to rise again in 3 days. You could ask me fit why did I accept a' this as the truth. Well, I did. And say did a lot of other folk that day. Maybe it was hearing about his miracles. Or maybe it was the why he spoke so serenely. Or maybe it was his peaceful face when hanging for that cross. I really dinna ken. But my whole life changed that day. I'm still a Roman soldier, but I see the world in an entirely different light now. Kenning Jesus of Nazareth has made me more compassionate, and I now ken that I'm nae on my own with my problems. I've got him with me a' the time. I'm telling other folk about him too. I ken that when I can do half a wheel with my superiors, but I'll face that even when it comes. I'm now, for they ca', a Christian. It's a great feeling.